Visitors with a firearm will need to provide their concealed carry permit and a photo ID. Kansas Capitol Police Officer Stephen Crumpler says staff will screen the person for other weapons and use a system to double-check that the concealed carry permit is valid.
By checking the validity, we know that they've been through the classes, they've received their training, they've paid their fees and everything else.
Crumpler says people who don't carry should not be concerned about visiting the statehouse.
We have officers throughout the building. They're patrolling the building at all times, just like we've always done. And so the people with the weapons, they're just as safe as anybody who doesn't have a weapon. We're there to protect everyone.
Kansas state law gives a panel of legislators the authority to bar concealed guns in the statehouse, but last month the group took no action, leading to the change allowing firearms in the building. Lawmakers with a permit have been able to carry concealed firearms in the statehouse since last year. I'm Stephen Caranda in Topeka.